Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Bonjour, this is Fabulously Delicious, the French food podcast. It's the podcast that's all about the cuisine that is said to have founded modern cooking. French ingredients and dishes have been the starting block for many of the world's best chefs and cooks. On Fabulously Delicious, you'll learn all about those dishes and ingredients, as well as get to know more about fabulous French foodies. I'm your host, Andrew Pryor. Enchanté.
Enchanté.
10 years ago, my life changed when I competed on MasterChef Australia, and now I'm living my best life right here in the French countryside. Here, life is all about cooking, eating, meeting wonderful locals, food producers, chefs, home cooks, drinking amazing wines, eating some of the over, would you believe there are 1,500 French cheeses? So I'm starting to eat some of them. And sharing these fabulous experiences with you, my fabulously delicious audience. I hope you're enjoying them. Fabulously Delicious is part of the Evergreen Podcast Network. You can check out other fabulous shows at evergreenpodcast.com. Today is a very exciting day for me. Today, a special episode for you, as I've got fabulous news. I've released my first ever book. That's right. Paris, A Fabulous Food Guide to the World's Most Delicious City is my food guide of Paris. This is a book years in the making and comes from my experiences in Paris from living there and eating through the city for you, basically. So what's in the book? Well, it's a food guide, so of course there are recommendations of places to eat. Each place in the book I've eaten at, and none have given me a free meal or money to be in the book. They are all my personal recommendations based on the food I ate there, service, atmosphere, and above all, their fabulousness, of course. Because we all know what my motto is, whatever you do it fabulously, and they all certainly do. There are 379 recommendations in the book, 17 boulangeries, 28 cafes, 17 chocolate shops, 13 fromageries, 15 markets or marchés as they're called in French, 17 patisseries, and 172 restaurants. Oh, and also 27 wine bars, because, you know, sometimes we need a good wine bar. But there are also food streets that I recommend, gourmet and kitchen supply stores, and so much more. Going to Paris can be daunting for some people, and you just don't know where to stay. So in the guide, I've devoted a whole section to this, with information about certain areas that I love and Aronda's wants to help you choose the right place to stay. Throughout the guide, there's also tips for you. And one of those tips is about how to find good food in Paris. This is a city that gets tens of millions of visitors every year. So feeding them is a mammoth feat, and one that doesn't always cater to foodies like us. Looking for good food is often best done by locals. And so that's where some of my core tips come from. In fact, many recommendations in this book were given to me by local French people and expats like myself, but probably more the French. For 3 years after being on MasterChef Australia and before moving to France, I ran a walking tours business in Melbourne called Queenie's Food Tours. We had 5 different walking tours, and in those 3 years, I showed personally over 4,000 people some great food in Melbourne. So, in this guide, I've got 3 walking tours for you. 1 food-focused and 2 area-focused, the 7th Arrondissement and Montmartre. I hope you can enjoy doing them when you're next in Paris. My top 10 restaurants in Paris are included in the guide, and it was really hard to narrow these down to just 10 restaurants, but I did. One of them isn't in Paris, though. Well, it sort of is. One is in Versailles, and it's a place I found before they had a Michelin star, and used to be a smaller location. One of those places you just walk past and think, oh, I'll try that for lunch. Why not? Walk in, ask for a table, thinking that they'll probably say they're fully booked, but instead they sit you down, and thinking that I'm not dressed right for this restaurant, and then having the most amazing meal, fantastic service, and an experience I've been fortunate to bring many people back to over the last nearly 10 years, I think it is now. So I hope you can go there and experience it as well. At the end of the book, there's a listing of each recommendation in the book by arrondissement. This is something you never think of, but really is perfect for you if you're in an arrondissement or area and you don't know what lunch or coffee place I should go to, or dinner even, or maybe just to pick up some cheese. Where can I go in that area? Well, I've got you covered in the guide in that section. There's non-foodie things included in the book. I couldn't help it, but give you some extra tips. I'm so very proud to get this book out to you. I couldn't have done it without the help of my husband, Peter, and also the team at Evergreen Podcast, with a special mention to Tegan for the cover. It's fabulous. You can get a copy of Paris, A Fabulous Food Guide to the World's Most Delicious City on Amazon, and soon, hopefully, some selected bookstores, possibly even an odd cafe or restaurant or two. I hope you enjoy it. It wouldn't be possible to do a book like this without the people who make the food or wine, or the people behind the experiences that make them so special and so good and always so delicious. Thank you to you all. Merci beaucoup. Next time you're at a cafe, restaurant or food store and you have a delicious meal or a bite to eat that's just fantastic, make a point of saying thanks. Working in kitchens or behind the scenes can often be a thankless job, and I always try to make that not so. This book is a way of me thanking everybody in it. That's it for another episode of Season 3 of Fabulously Delicious, and one of the last of the series and the year. I'll be on a small break until the start of Season 4 of Fabulously Delicious in 2024. With delicious new episodes coming, more profiles of fabulous foodies, more in-depth looks at French food, dishes, ingredients and techniques, and more of our A to Z of French Herbs series, which I'm hoping will also end up with a book. Remember, you can buy Paris, A Fabulous Food Guide to the World's Most Delicious City on Amazon via the link in the show notes, or just search Paris, A Fabulous Food Guide to the World's Most Delicious City by Andrew Pryor. Me. Thank you for listening. And remember, you know what my motto is. Whatever you do, do it fabulously. Merci beaucoup. And bon app. Oh, and bon reading if you get a copy of the book. I don't know if that's a thing, bon reading. Maybe I made it up.
Hello, and welcome to Novel Conversations, a podcast about the world's greatest stories. I'm your host, Frank Lavallo, and for each episode of Novel Conversations, I talk to two readers about one book, and together, we summarize the story for you. We introduce you to the characters, we tell you what happens to them, and we read from the book along the way. So if you love hearing a good story, you're in the right place. Our ninth season is coming this fall. Tune in to hear from some of the all-time great authors, Charles Dickens, Jules Verne, F. Scott Fitzgerald, and more. Subscribe to Novel Conversations wherever you listen to podcasts.